This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The walls of Jerusalem. And we see how the Lord blessed and allowed Nehemiah to do that. But Nehemiah had a burden. I'm telling you, no problem will be solved until it affects you. It's just like if you had a pain in your body. You're not going to go to the doctor until that pain becomes a problem. And then when that pain becomes a problem, then you'll move. Many a times in God's life, He has to allow some pain, allow some burdens to come into our lives that will cause a change. Because many a times we won't change because we are at ease. Let me give you an example here now. Is, you know, on my job, I've been working on this particular system for 14 years, and I gotta tell you, man, am I comfortable. I could do it in my sleep. I don't even have to think about it. But then the came down from the top that system's going to be sent to somebody else, and I'm doing everything new. I'm changing the language I program in. I'm on a different system. I don't know what's going on. And if you're talking about out of your comfort zone, man, I'm out of my comfort zone. And I'm telling you, it's rough. But let me give you this right quick. I hope you write this down. There's four stages that you need to go through. The first stage is that comfort zone where we feel secure, we're in control, and boy, that's how I felt at work. I was in my comfort zone, everything smoothing along. You can't, whatever you throw at me, I can handle it. I was in my comfort zone because I knew the system. But then that next level outside of the comfort zone is the fear zone. Hey, I don't know what's going on. I'm making up excuses. I say, hey, I can't do this. That's something new. I've never done that before. Well, get over it. Because once you come out of that comfort zone, that next zone is that fear zone. And you must get out of it because we know God didn't give us the spirit of fear. But once we move out of that comfort zone, we go to that fear zone. And then that next zone is that learning zone where we're dealing with the challenges. We understand that change must come. And then we have to acquire some new skills. We have to start trusting in God. So that's that learning stage. And you have that positive attitude because you got to get out, because you can't go back to the comfort zone. And then the next final zone is that growth zone where you find purpose, where you conquer your objectives and you set new goals. That's where God wants us to be. We have to go through all of these zones. Where are you finding yourself at? Are you still in that comfort zone, not willing to grow? Let me tell you a couple of things. If you don't challenge, if it does not challenge you, it does not change you. I want you to think about that. If you're not challenged, you will not be changed. A comfort zone is a beautiful place, but let me tell you, nothing ever grows there. Think about a baby. If he stayed in the mother's womb, he would never grow, but he has to come out and then grow. But nothing will ever grow in a comfort zone. And then, I want you to think about this. If you want something you've never had, you've got to do something you never did. So think about getting outside of your comfort zone. Like I say, I'm outside of my comfort zone. Even here, giving you God's Word, I would rather be in the back just teaching a Sunday school class. But the Lord said, hey, you got to go take this word forth. And I'm telling you, I was uncomfortable. But praise be to God. I feel that the Lord has me in that growth zone right now. And I'm learning and I'm setting new purposes to reach for the cause of Christ. Why? Because I have a burden for souls. I know in my studies of God's Word over the years that His main purpose was to seek and to save that which was lost. And if you're doing something that's not saving the lost, I don't want any part of it. Time is running out. I don't have time to play. We need to get into God's Word and stop playing.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.